Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hi there, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 27th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you valuable information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We'll be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time. So why don't you plan on joining us each and every week? I'd like to thank everyone who welcomed our speaker from last week, Carol, who talked a little bit about public speaking and the fear of public speaking and stress and how public speaking can stress you. We had a great response. We've had a couple questions about that, and I may be bringing Carol on at a future date, so keep your eyes open for that. I'd like to start this session with a quote, and I just saw this today. I love it. It says, "I never lose. Either I win or I learn." And the author for that is unknown. I never lose. Either I win or I learn. I'd like to also talk about another thought, and I'm sure you all are familiar with this. I'll talk a little bit about how that's true. The next quote is, "If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." Well, how does that work? Let's come into change your thoughts, change your life. What are thoughts? Now, this is an interesting concept because we keep thinking that our brain is full of conscious thoughts. And actually, our brain and the functions of our brain have it that thoughts are not always conscious. We have our conscious thoughts in the left prefrontal cortex, but the majority of our brain is consumed and taking up its time with keeping you respirating, keeping your pH, keeping things in your body balanced, digesting your food, bringing in information from all of your senses, and you actually do have more than five senses. We've talked about the energy system of the body, and you're incorporating information from that as well. And all of these things that are happening, you process 6 billion bits of information per second. And you're conscious of about 6,000 or 7,000 of that. So we keep thinking our thoughts are important. In reality, we're taking in so much more information than we could ever consciously process. And the other thing that I like to mention when we talk about thoughts is, again, you all may know by now, if you've listened for a while, that I used to be a pilot. And one of the things in aviation is that there can only be one airplane on the runway at a time, one active airplane on the runway at a time. So if one airplane is landing, another one cannot be taking off. Doesn't happen. So that's the way your thoughts are. you may be thinking you're thinking more than one thought, but consciously, you can only be aware of one thought in the active thinking part of your brain at a time. Meanwhile, the other parts of your brain are busily processing information and asking, what does this mean? And say the amygdala gland, your meaning-making gland that we've talked about, it might be saying, am I safe? Am I not safe? And all of these processes are happening at a below conscious level. So you are thinking thoughts, even if you're not consciously aware that you are thinking them. So you have thoughts at the conscious level and thoughts at the unconscious level. And most of the time, the thoughts at the unconscious level drive the processes that are happening, and they create our perceptions, our beliefs, and what we perceive our world to be at any one point in time. So you have these conscious and unconscious thoughts happening. You're not aware of 500 billion whatever. I'm not good at math. At a time. So you're conscious of about 6,000 bits of information per second. And you can shift your awareness to different parts of consciousness. You might say, am I thirsty? Am I hungry? Am I cold? Am I tired? Am I happy? Am I excited? So by shifting your focus, you can become aware of all these things that are being processed, but you're usually not aware of them simultaneously. And your body is your subconscious mind. We've talked about the term mind-body quite a bit. Your body is your subconscious mind. What do I mean by that? Well, your cells remember all of their history, and your systems remember all of their history. And remember, the nervous system is designed to habituate, and it's designed to change. It's going to be important for just a minute, so I'll leave that with you for right this second. It's designed to habituate, and it's designed to change. When you have a thought that's a conscious thought and an unconscious thought, when you have a thought, electricity travels down the cells of the brain. They're called dendrites. So you have a thought, and electricity is traveling down from one dendrite into the neuron of the cell, down the dendrite to another dendrite, down to the neuron of the cell. And so the electricity kind of goes foom, 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 foom. Now, if you're having a conscious thought, you're aware of the thought that you're thinking. But your brain is like a firestorm of all of this electrical activity, much of which is happening at the unconscious level. You also have a magnetic quality of your thought. So you have a positive charge and a negative charge. So you have electrical activity, magnetic activity. You also have energetic activity. Remember, the energy system of the body is as well organized as the anatomical system of the body. So as soon as you have a thought, either conscious or unconscious, it is traveled throughout the body simultaneously, mind-body, right? Travel throughout mind-body simultaneously. So every cell in your body knows exactly what's going on in the brain activity. And it's not the electricity traveling down through the nerves and finally getting to the organ. That takes a little while. Energetically, it's boom, everywhere, all at the same time. So you have electrical, magnetic, and energetic qualities to your thoughts. And your thoughts produce informational substances, peptides, hormones, and molecules of emotion. So with every thought that you have an electrical state of being throughout mind-body. You have a magnetic state of being throughout mind-body. You have an energetic state of being throughout mind-body. You have informational substances that are produced that direct the activity of your nervous system running throughout mind-body. You have hormonal and other chemical substances, as well as molecules of emotion. So each thought produces a state of being. Both go back to the thought or the quote that I started with. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Okay. Every thought has the electrical, magnetic, energetic, chemical, hormonal, and molecular emotion qualities associated with it. So what happens is if you think a thought like, I can't do this, excuse me, your body, mind body, energetic body, physical body, all of that goes into a state of I can't. Because magnetically now you're drawing memories of all of your failures. You are producing a biochemical fingerprint of I can't miss. So every cell in your body moves into I can't. And your state of being now becomes I can't. However, if on the other hand you think the thought, I can, all of your electrical, hormonal, chemical, all of those things want to produce the quality or the state of being of I can-ness. And all of your memories of successes and when you could do it and the biochemical fingerprint of doing it and being successful at it, they all come and they're all a part of the now mind-body experience and state of being of I can. So if you think you can't, you're producing everything mind-body has to produce that agrees with I can't. If you think I can, you're producing everything mind-body has to say I can. Isn't that interesting? If you think you can't, or you think you can, you're absolutely right. Because your nervous system and your mind-body does not have the quality of judgment or discernment to say, that's not a good place, don't go there. It goes where you direct it to go. So these things can also be habituated. Remember, your nervous system is very energy efficient for the most part. And energetically efficiency means that you habituate a lot of your behaviors. Now you're made to change, and the old way of thinking used to be that you couldn't grow new brain cells, but that notion is long gone. You can think new thoughts all the time. So we come back to our quote, I never lose, either I win or I learn. I don't want to bring the same old brain with the same old thought patterns into recreating the same day that I had yesterday. I'd rather learn something new or do something different that brings me to a whole entirely different place in my life so that I have different thoughts, ideas, and emotions. And the exciting thing is, well, let's come to that after the break. We're going to have a short break. And remember, the Calm Moms free report no longer comes with an audio. That may be reintroduced in the future, but meanwhile, I encourage you to please sign up for the Calm Moms free report. Hopefully, you'll do that and you'll get some new and exciting information that can help you think some new thoughts. We'll be back right after this.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us. And how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track. And become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free makingshifthappen.com/report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Mom's free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Okay, so we are going to talk about the habituation of the nervous system and what you can do to begin changing your thought patterns on a regular basis. So your nervous system is made to habituate behaviors to be very energy efficient, and it's also made to change. And did you realize that 80% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions are habituated, at least 80%. And an interesting fact is that 60 to 70% of those thoughts, feelings, and emotional states of being are negative. Oh, are negative. So you've habituated a lot of your thinking into being extremely negative, and you habituate that thinking without realizing that that's what you're doing. So for some people, it takes a little while to change the thoughts. For other people, once they understand that, they make a concerted effort to start noticing their thoughts and replacing the negative ones with positive thoughts. It's easy to do, because essentially your nervous system does what you ask it to do. So if you say every afternoon at 2 o'clock I get really tired, your nervous system hears that and records that and says, oh my gosh, she wants to be tired every afternoon at 2 o'clock. So guess what I'll do? I'll be tired. And it'll say, how tired would you like to be, Stephanie? How tired would you actually like to be? Would you like to be really tired, so tired that you feel like you're walking through molasses? Or would you just like to be a little tired and think, oh, boy, wouldn't an afternoon nap feel really good? Or would you like to be so tired that you actually have to go home and take a nap? How tired do you want to be? What do you want to be doing with this? Let me know. It doesn't question that you have told yourself to be tired every afternoon at 2. The question, how effective do you want me to be with that thought? So your nervous system will also habituate the thought at a subconscious level. So even if you're not thinking, I'm so tired every day around 2, it's recorded in your cells and in your nervous system, and you start feeling draggy around 2 in the afternoon and you're not really sure why. After all, you did get a really good sleep the night before and all of those things. So it's fascinating how the subconscious and the conscious thoughts get together to create what you've asked to have happen. And the nervous system just simply does what you ask it to do. So one of the things that you'll see people doing, or you'll hear people doing, or if you're on Facebook or whatever, this is extremely helpful. It says, go 1 hour without complaining. Now, what I'd like for you to do is consider this. Go for an hour being aware of what your thoughts are. Go for 1 hour out of 24. It's not that much. And if you need to do it for just 3 minutes when you start out, go ahead and do it for 3 minutes. But I would like for you to become aware of what your thoughts are, and then look at the quality of those thoughts and the vibrations of the words that are in those thoughts. So if you notice you're constantly thinking, oh, I'll never get my stuff done. I have way too much to do today. I'm overwhelmed. And those are the thoughts that you have in those 3 to 5 minutes. Write them down. This is another way of becoming aware of your thoughts. And remember from the fourth self-healing skills. Awareness is one of your self-healing skills. So this is another way you can use awareness. Write down your thoughts for a period of a few minutes. Some people have you do writing for 10 minutes without lifting your pencil up and all of those types of things. Whatever works for you, go ahead and plan on doing it. But I'd like for you to notice what your thoughts are. What are they? What are my thoughts in a minute? And you won't be able to write down your thoughts as quickly as you can think them. Do your best. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So I think I can write down enough of my thoughts to be aware of what they are. Okay. The next thing you begin doing is look at what your thoughts are. Are they negative? Are they positive? How many times a day do you notice that you're thinking that particular thought? Do you have a thought that you think at particular times during the day? Do you look at your clock at 11:30 and say, oh, it's almost time for lunch. I must be getting hungry. Isn't that interesting that sometimes we'll get the information from the subconscious and be hungry, or sometimes we just have a habit of telling ourselves that we're hungry around 11:30 and we have to count the minutes until 12 or 12:30 or whenever lunchtime is before we can eat. Interesting, huh? Okay, so notice what your thoughts are for at least an hour and then begin to change them. Shuffle them around. Your nervous system loves novelty. So if you'd really like to have a thought become active or an I can thought become active in your nervous system, create enough novelty around it that your nervous system pays attention to it. Then you can start changing your thoughts. If you notice around 11:30, you're thinking, oh boy, and see, I'm giving away some of my habituated thoughts. It's almost lunchtime. I must be getting hungry. If I start to think that thought around 11:30, I can say, oh, it's interesting. I probably need to drink some water right now. And I have an entirely different experience. I don't have the electrical, magnetic, chemical, hormonal molecules of emotion that support that thought. I have an entirely different experience. And when I'm looking to change a habit, I want my brain to create novelty so that the brain says, I'd rather have this than the old. Habits are energy efficient. So sometimes when we're changing a habit, it feels like it takes a lot of energy. And it does. But that doesn't make what you're doing right or wrong, good or bad. So in class, a lot of times I use this. If I have a light switch on the right side of my door when I walk in, I don't have to think about where it is. I just reach over and flip it on when I walk into the room. But say I reconfigure the door and I do something different and I move the light switch over to the left side of the door. It takes me a little bit longer and a little bit more thought to remember where that light switch is. But I can, with intention and awareness and being very present moment when I walk into the room, quickly create a new habit of reaching for the light switch on the left. It doesn't take that long at all. Okay? So, if you go 1 hour noticing your thoughts, the usual thing that's out there is go 1 hour without complaining. Go 2 hours without complaining. Go one full day without complaining. Well, you know, I'd like for you to, first of all, be aware of what your habituated thoughts are. Then you can hone in on the ones that you'd really like to change. Are they a time-triggered thought? Are they an emotion-triggered thought? Excuse me. Are they an environmentally-triggered thought? Okay, so what kind of thoughts are habituated and what are the triggers for those thoughts? Because that's how you can make a more effective change in a habituated process of thinking the same thought at the same time every day, whether you're conscious that you're thinking that thought or not. So begin thinking your thoughts, noticing what they are, looking at the quality of the thought. Changing one or two words, remember the words of the sympathetic nervous system are things like always and never, and things the parasympathetic words of the parasympathetic nervous system our roots like sometimes and once in a while and every so often. So you can even change one word and have a completely different effect on mind-body by changing a single word. So I can't becomes I can. I'm too tired becomes I'm aware I'm a little fatigued right now. I can change that. Do you see how easy this is? And it really is so beneficial for your health and well-being. A lot of people around here, we've had some rain and stuff recently. Actually, May has been our wettest month on record ever. And they say, I feel like I'm coming down with something. I feel like I'm coming down with something. Listen to what they're telling their nervous system to do. They're telling their nervous system to come down with something. So, your thoughts, when you change your thoughts, you change your life. When you change your thoughts, you change the electrical quality of mind-body, the magnetic quality of mind-body, energetic quality of mind-body, the emotional quality of mind-body, the informational, peptide, hormonal substances of mind-body. And you can do it by simply becoming aware and making a few small changes to start. Then it's easy to go a long time without complaining because you've eradicated those negative thoughts out of mind-body and replaced them with more positive, life-enhancing, and purposeful thoughts. Okay, let's see. What is my favorite success quote? Well, I'm going to bring in Yogi Berra. He says, it's kind of hard to defeat someone who just won't quit. I love that thought. So it's kind of hard to defeat or sabotage yourself if you begin to change your thoughts so that you can change your life and you just won't quit. Isn't that exciting? That's my favorite success quote for today. What tool can you use every day, one that I would hate to live without? Awareness. It's one of my five self-healing skills, and it is a phenomenal tool that I use every single day. What do I do for fun? Well, it's been rainy. Like I said, this is the wettest May on record. So what do I do for fun? I have been going to a friend's house, and we have been sitting around making jewelry, and having a great time. And I actually got to meet over Skype a wonderful lady who has taught me a lot of jewelry making. And we've had such a nice visit, and that was great fun, and I'm glad I reached out and talked with her. So that's one of the things I've been doing for fun lately. I'd like to thank everyone who has signed up for my free reports. Last week we had the Calm Mom webinar, and that went very well. That's all for today's show. I'm off to play with my grandchild, and I encourage you to email me at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions you might have or something that you'd like for me to add to the speed round. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope you're here next Thursday, 1 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Mountain Time. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.